Two golfers, Preservation Group sue Park Service and Interior over takeover of DC golf course. Two Washington area golfers and a preservation group have sued the Trump administration over its takeover and planned overhaul of a historic public golf course in the nation's capital, alleging multiple violations of federal law. The complaint, filed on February 13, alleges the project violated the National Environmental Policy Act, which requires federal agencies to assess the environmental impact of major actions before proceeding. According to the lawsuit, soil and debris from the demolition of the East Wing at the White House, including wires, pipes, bricks, and other materials, were dumped on portions of the East Potomac Golf Links course without the required environmental review. The dispute follows the National Park Service's December decision to terminate leases for East Potomac Golf Links, Rock Creek Park Golf Course, and Langston Golf Course, which had been operated by the nonprofit National Links Trust. Dave Roberts and Alex Dixon, along with the D.C. Preservation League, filed the lawsuit in the U.S. District Court in Washington. In a statement, Dixon and Roberts said that the planned redesign would transform the traditionally affordable public course into a high-end facility catering primarily to wealthier golfers. This property is near and dear to so many in this region's golf community, and should be kept as a resource for the wide range of golfers that use it today, Dixon said. He added that allowing the course to become dependent on the whims of the White House undermines the National Park Service's long-term stewardship mission. Roberts agreed. East Potomac Golf Links is a testament to what's possible with public land and why public spaces matter, he said. It deserves better than becoming a dumping ground for waste and yet another private playground for the privileged and powerful. The plaintiffs also argue that the administration failed to comply with the National Historic Preservation Act, which mandates that federal agencies consider how their actions affect historic properties. East Potomac Golf Links, located on federally managed land, has long been considered a historic public recreation site, the suit notes. In addition, the suit alleges that the Interior Department and the National Park Service violated the Administrative Procedure Act, which governs how federal agencies implement policy and make decisions. The Epoch Times has reached out to the Interior Department and the National Park Service for comment on the lawsuit. Lease terminations. National Links Trust said in a statement that it was devastated by the terminations and denied being in default under its leases, as the administration has said. The nonprofit said it invested more than $8.5 million in capital improvements, including short-term upgrades that more than doubled rounds and revenue while keeping green fees well below the market average for area public courses. The administration has maintained that the nonprofit was in default, but has not publicly detailed the specific breaches. In January, Senators Chris Van Hollen, Angela Alsobrooks, Tim Kaine, and Mark Warner wrote a letter to Interior Secretary Doug Burgum and National Park Service Acting Director Jessica Bouron, seeking the legal basis behind ending the 50-year lease. The courses have remained open since the lease terminations were announced.